Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Evan told War Cry magazine that his father was a former heroin addict who walked out on the family early in Evan's life. His stepfather was an ex-con, covered in tats, but was loving and affectionate towards Evan. They became great friends, but his stepdad slowly and painfully died of AIDS, and Evan stood by helplessly as it happened. When he was 11, Evan remembers sitting at home telling God how, "I need a father. You've already taken my real dad away." His mum remarried, and this new stepdad's brother got him onto speed. A year later, he was introduced to heroin, which numbed his pain and gave him an artificial peace. By 20, Evan was committing crimes to support his habit and ended up in a maximum security prison for a few years. He studied theology there and began a Bible study group in prison. He eventually got married, had children, and dreamed of having the perfect family. One night, he got run over by a car. And by the time they found him, his eyes were set in the back of his head and he wasn't breathing. But he felt God never left him. He said the amazing thing was that his mother, who was a believer, and two other women all woke up at the same time in their beds as he was dying underneath the car. And they were given the same message: "Quick, pray for Evan now. He's dying." Incredibly, Evan walked away from that accident and got a message from a man in his past who said that God wants to tell him that he has just spared your life twice and that you can't keep taking your life for granted. You need to do something about it. 6 years ago, Evan suffered a massive brain hemorrhage because of his drug use over the years and was told he'd never walk again. Against all the odds, he's been walking every day since. Today, he walks with Jesus and said, "I want to get to the point in my life that I walk the holy life to make God proud because God is my Father. I want to be strong enough to be able to go back out on the streets and help save other damaged souls." I'm Aaron Wright.